So a proposed gun law called the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act is making its way through the U.S. House. It just passed an important hurdle with a 19-11 vote by the House Judiciary Committee. The law, which would allow concealed handgun permit holders to travel to any state without having to apply for any other permits, pits arguments about public safety and public policy against each other. The NRA has said this is about personal safety and simplifying gun laws, while others, like the National Law Enforcement Partnership to Prevent Gun Violence, says the bill is misguided and would preempt local and state perspectives on what's best for communities. For more on this, I'm joined now by Dr. Robert Spitzer, the chair of the Political Science Department at the State University of New York at Cortland and the author of 5 books on gun policy. Robert, good morning.
Good to be with you.
So what do you make of this argument that's sort of pitting these groups that maybe aren't always on different pages against each other now?
Well, this is certainly the latest example of the gun rights policy struggle between those who want to make it easy for people to carry guns around the country and those who think it's a bad idea. One thing that is clear from this bill is that it would indeed have the effect of eviscerating strict concealed carry laws in those states that have strict laws, such as my home state of New York State, and your state of Arizona is a good comparison because, as you know, Arizona eliminated permitting for people, for Arizonans who wanted to carry or want to carry concealed carry pistols with them in society. So presumably that an Arizonan who travels to New York would be able to do so, even though that individual would not have passed muster for the much more substantial requirements here in New York State if this bill were to become law.
Well, what do you make of the arguments that, you know, this is that some critics are saying, which is, and, you know, in fact, the DA and one of the DAs in New York is saying, well, look, we know what's best for our community here. We don't want a lot of concealed carry permit holders in New York City. If they want to be somewhere in, you know, somewhere in the West or somewhere else, that's fine. But, you know, we know what's best for our local community. We don't want that here.
Well, that suggests that one of the two really big problems with this legislation, which is that it would sweep aside every other state law that's more strict than a state like Arizona's, for example, to have that effect. And obviously, states make their own laws regarding permit pistol carrying and many other things, especially when it comes to the traditional what's called the police power, the power of law enforcement, which traditionally is a state a prerogative, and state laws vary with respect to many aspects of criminality, laws regulating conduct, things of that sort. And commentators, both conservative and liberal, have suggested that this law could be declared unconstitutional should it pass into law and be challenged in the courts. But that aside, it also would have a major effect on the public policy of many states. And, you know, traditionally, this is an area where states get to determine for themselves, within the bounds, the broad bounds of the Second Amendment, who can carry and under what circumstances.
Is there an argument, though, that having one uniform national policy is maybe better policy than having, you know, 50 individual policies on what concealed carry permit holders can carry, where, when, how they get their permit, all that sort of thing?
Well, I think it's hard to make the argument that it would be better. If you have a situation where the law is the same, in effect, that certainly would be easier to understand, but it doesn't mean it's better public policy. There are a growing list of studies, a great many studies, that make pretty clear that gun proliferation and gun carrying and gun availability have a negative effect on crime and violence and public safety, not a positive effect, or at best that it has no effect. And certainly as New York City lawyers, law enforcement people, district attorneys and others have indicated, and in other cities around the country too, the last thing they're interested in is people, especially from other states, carrying concealed firearms with them out on the streets. Even if their intentions are good and honorable, the fact is that by and large, those people are civilian amateurs. And should they perchance encounter a circumstance where maybe a crime is taking place, or maybe it seems like a crime is taking place, generally speaking, the last thing law enforcement wants is interference by well-meaning but amateur citizens who happen to be carrying a gun. And there are many, many examples of where law enforcement has turned away civilians when there actually are instances of criminality reality unfolding, partly because it adds to confusion and partly because they don't want the interference of well-meaning armed amateurs attempting somehow to assist in a situation that they're much more likely to make worse, not better.
All right. Robert Spitzer is chair of the Political Science Department at the State University of New York at Cortland and the author of 5 books on gun policy. Robert, thanks a lot for your time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. Good to speak with you.